Welcome back to the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke, host of the YouTube channel Rock. Thanks for checking this out. Hope you're having a good week. If you're in the US, you are enjoying a naturally hot week with heat domes popping up in parts of the country. Where I am, it's currently 90 degrees every day and expected to get hotter. And that's not even the worst of it. Summer sucks. Bring on the cold. Our main focus of today reflects on the title, David Draiman is bombing. Literally. Now, some of you might think, is he really dropping bad music again? Not quite. I said literally because he's signing bombs at the IDF, and these missiles will be dropped in war. Some of you might be thinking, what are you talking about? That didn't happen. He posted it himself. It's now deleted. I think he got enough of a backlash in less than 24 hours to show that David Draiman probably should not have been broadcasting things like this. I am not going to go into the major underlying politics of this terrible war that is going on overseas, the whole Hamas situation, everything involved. However, I find it interesting that David Draiman, who does have his own standings on this political war, went to the IDF, has several soldiers standing behind him in a picture with many missiles and bombs, and he's signing one of the bombs, much like World War II soldiers in the Allies signed bombs that were aimed for Hitler. Now, he might have been trying to do the same thing as an homage to that with his own take. However, it's a big jump to compare World War II against the Nazis and Israel versus Palestine and Hamas and everything else. So, as you can imagine, the comments have not been kind on both sides. You can also imagine it caused a little bit of controversy. He deleted it hours after posting several photos of him visiting the sites, standing with soldiers, some more artistic compilations of that image of the World War II soldiers and the Allies signing the bombs with him overlaid it into an artistic image. It's a mess. It's a big fat mess. I can't believe this is the man that just 24 years ago was singing ooh-ah-ah-ah in someone's basement. To quote one comment, this man completely remade the sound of silence, and now he's siding with the silence. Now, that's just one comment. Some people might be agreeing with what he's doing politically. My take is more of, why would you want to be associated with the literal weapon of destruction? It's not even a guns rights thing. This is a weapon used for total destruction and death to be dropped on people, many times innocent civilians. I do hope Disturbed does not have new music coming out, because that means this is the worst promotion for new Disturbed music I could have ever imagined. Now go ahead and replace Disturbed. The worst possible promotion for new music I may have ever heard. I don't think that's what it is. Just trying to make something lighthearted out of this rough situation. I can't show the picture on the YouTube feed, like the broadcast of it. It will be on rock.net with the podcast post for this week. If you want to see the image, someone screenshotted it. That's how everyone knows it's all online. I saw the original group of images, but the main one is the actual photo of him squatting down in a tank top and writing the F-bomb and on a bomb. He's literally writing the F-bomb on an actual bomb. Goodness. Disturbed in 2024. Not exactly what I thought they'd be doing, but here we are. In happier news, Download Festival just happened this past weekend, and as always, some interesting things happen when these big, massive festivals across 3 or 4 days always unfold. One of the more interesting things of this was Avenged Sevenfold set having serious sound issues during the headline performance. It cut out, the sound completely cut out, during Nightmare. Boy, that must have made people real happy that waited in the mud all day for Avenged. I'm not joking, the muddiest festival somehow looked even muddier in some of these photos. People might as well have swam to the stage, just like pretty much doggy paddled all the way through the mud and muck just to get from stage to stage. That's how some of these photos looked. It was insane. The other part I want to point out is that apparently, I have not seen video footage of this, but many people are reporting that Code Orange was calling out Avenged Sevenfold for cutting down everyone's set time on that day because Avenged Sevenfold fought for more time for the main event spot. Code Orange has never really done anything like this before, and has never had a huge ego towards other groups, So I'm leaning more towards Code Orange being honest with this. However, I've not seen it yet. I'd love to see footage if anyone wants to link it on the YouTube post or any of the other posts as well. Hit me up on socials. Here's the thing. They did get footage of the sound cutting out, and apparently it was quite a few times that this happened. Event Sevenfold not having the best night in the muddy, muddy download fest. Cool things did happen though. Black Dahlia Murder debuted a new song. Pantera played their first UK show in over 20 years, so if you are a Pantera fan, that is kind of cool. No, it wasn't new stuff. It was still the Pantera tribute show that they've been doing in the US for a while. Many bands did have great performances though. You can check out more of that on all the many different sites that were able to cover it, including Loudwire, Revolver, stuff overseas. Kerrang had a ton of stuff. Obviously, it's UK based. Festival season is upon us, and remember, no matter what festival you go to, plan accordingly for every single type of weather, because if you went to download and you did not have serious muck boots and a potential snorkel, you probably had a bad time. As I'm recording this on June 18th, it'll be this weekend where Ghost Movie, Right Here, Right Now, will be featured in select theaters across the world. They've already released a sneak preview of it online. You can check out that on YouTube as well as on rock.net for this podcast post. This will be part concert film where they show a lot of different songs recorded professionally at a California show, and then part, how do I say this, lore that Ghost has been doing the videos for years now. This will all feed into that and expand it. So if you're a Ghost fan, this film is going to give you everything you want and then some. Again, it's in theaters this weekend. Tobias Forge is hitting the big screen and really putting it all out there for this and then some. I don't know if this will shape everything to come for Ghost. I don't know if there's surprises or some new stuff planned that'll be unveiled in the movie. He is the type of person to do that, by the way. We shall see. My wife got tickets for it for myself and I. I will have a report, my thoughts on it next week. Worth checking out at least the preview though, to see what you can kind of expect. Will there be theaters of people dressing up? Probably. Will they all be singing Ghost at the same time? I kind of hope not. I want to hear Ghost at the movie theater. Sing along at the concert if you want, but come on, it's a movie theater. I don't want to hear you sing. I want to hear Papa sing. The movie soundtrack will also be available July 26th, which will be on vinyl. Here's Hoping Right Here, Right Now is awesome and not completely insane. I will probably be wrong, and it will be completely insane, though. Several albums worth keeping an eye on that are coming out this weekend in the heavy music world. One, Kitty, their return with the new album Fire. That will be released this Friday, their first in quite a while. I got to see Kitty back at Sick New World. They sounded great. I'm curious to see what they will have for new material. 10 songs on the new album Fire. They already released several singles, by the way. Wage War have their new album Manic coming out this Friday as well. I've been a Wage War fan for a while, and over the last few years, they've tried to expand and branch out in just slightly different ways, and I've been a fan of that. I'm cautiously optimistic, might be a better way for to say this, for Wage War and what they have. Finally, Alceste, the one-man French black gaze metal project, has the new album coming, La Chance de l'Aurore, Dawn Songs, pretty much, Songs of the Dawn, will be coming out, and that's 7 songs. I've heard the first single. It is exactly what you think of when you think black gaze, so if you're into Death Heaven and music like that, you might want to check out what Alceste has. Thank you to everyone who checked out the Warped Tour video I posted on the YouTube channel this past Monday, talking about if Warped Tour should return, in my opinion, probably not, and 10 Warped Tour allegations of the many, many, many bands that had allegations, and I only just covered 10. There were many more. The video was something atypical for me that I'm used to doing, but I wanted to try to make something different, and so far, I've gotten no complaints. Thank you again for checking that out. If you haven't, I'll link it on the YouTube video. I'll put a note of it in the socials and on the notes for the podcast feeds, and it'll be on Rocknet, obviously. I do want to hear what you guys say, so please leave some comments on that YouTube video for Warped Tour, most recent video on the channel. I want festivals to work, I want tours to work, but something like Warped Tour should probably be left in the past, or at least as it was. The 50-city traveling circus of many, many bands and never enough staff at each venue and security at each venue to really operate it, probably something we should leave behind. That'll be all for this week's The Podcast That Rocked. Big thanks to my patrons and YouTube members who have really kept me afloat the last few months while YouTube's been in the dumps. Special thanks to Chris Doman, Brandon Bruce, Mars Hunter, and Dom Noble. You can get early access and more perks by signing up for Patreon or a YouTube membership. $2 a month goes a long way, and you get early access, like you got Warped Tour, like you'll get the Warped Tour video, and you'll get special exclusives like How Did I Miss This, where I cover 3 extra albums that I didn't do an album review on. I've been doing that for the last few months now. Hope you're all doing well. I'll have more updates about that Ghost movie next week. can. And finally, before I fade away, because I've already been asked by a few people, yes, I did see that Justin Timberlake got arrested for DUI. I have no sympathy for drunk drivers, especially millionaire drunk drivers, who could literally pay for the most obscene transportation imaginable. Justin Timberlake could have paid four random guys to carry him around in a man cab wherever he wanted. He had that kind of money, but he still decided, no, I'm just gonna drive drunk. He's bringing sexy back to jail. So, no, I don't feel bad about him. I don't feel bad for drunk drivers. I just don't. I get people make mistakes, but that's a long series of mistakes if you decide to drive drunk. So, yeah. To quote Katie Irizarry, a great publicist for many great bands, as well as someone that helps run the Milwaukee Metal Festival, NSYNC, more like incarcerated. Am I right? Special tribute to Katie for coming up with such gold.